Luke.
Rory.
When Tim asked me to be his best man, I was terrified. So I thought, best thing is to find a book about speeches. And here it is. And it says, think of really funny anecdotes. And there is a very hilarious story, actually, from work. It was quite a complicated case based on an issue of cross-amortization of ownership of post-divorce properties. And let me just explain the context. The defendant...
When Tim asked me to do his best man speech, my immediate reaction was, how much are you going to pay me, you little shit? I don't write for free, you know?
These were the girls available to him at that time. Hello, girls. And this is how far he got with each of them. Let me explain the code. 5, blowjob. 8, full, penetrative.
And so, a toast to the man with the worst haircut, but the best bride in the room. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim and Mary. I wish I'd said I love you.
You did, Dad. It was implied.
I'm not sure implied is good enough for a wedding day, are you?
No, don't do it. It's fine. I'm so happy with it as it was. You really don't have to.
I'll do what I want to do, young man. Will you excuse me for just one moment? Later on, I may tell you about Tim's many failings as a man and as a table tennis player, but important first to say the one big thing. I've only loved 3 men in my life. My dad was a frosty bugger, so that only leaves dear Uncle Desmond, B.B. King, obviously, and this young man here. I'd only give one piece of advice to anyone marrying. We're all quite similar in the end. We all get old and tell the same tales too many times. But try and marry someone kind. And this is a kind man with a good heart. I'm not particularly proud of many things in my life, but I am very proud to be the father of my son.